a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's play.
This is it.
Guess the year.
Hey.
Now, this is my fault, I've got to say, for everyone who's just thinking, whoa, hang on, it's not Tuesday. Yesterday, you both very, very kindly were playing snippets of music from my playlist with the promise of playing one of my songs eventually on the radio. We took up so much time doing all of that, we couldn't play Guest of the Year yesterday. My birthday is to blame. Well, thank you for doing that.
We kind of did play Guest of the Year because we were guessing the years of the songs, 1951. 1939.
1788.
I got some feedback from Dodsy about some of my choices.
Love that medieval lute. I'll have to write down that.
Yeah.
She said, oh, gee, you were really playing some of your Linton Ling songs.
Yeah.
Classics.
And now that we've said all of that, we don't have time to play
the game again.
You've done it again, Cameron. No, look, here we go. It is time to play Geelong Surf Coast and the Ballerines favourite Tuesday base game. Talk about Guess the Year. We're going to play little bits of songs and cast our minds back through the mist of time. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing. Here we go. When we first heard that song, that'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. Everybody else ready to play?
Let's do it.
Okay, if you're playing at home or you're in the car, hands on the wheel. Just keep it all up here. You don't have to write it down. Question number one. Yes. Does it for you, does it?
No, actually, I like his other one better.
Who's
this is my least favourite of the songs, but it's a good artist song.
Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
I don't believe anything you two say
it's
to me
It's the Kid Laroi, mate.
I don't know why I ask. Kid Laroi is on TV right now. That's why you said him.
That's hard. I'm not... I've had a guess.
If I get this right... It is pure luck.
Mm. All right.
Let's do it.
3, 2, 1. 2003.
14.
I said 3, you said 4, Log.
Let's just ignore me.
You might get it.
The year was 2002.
Oh, we were all over. Do you know what? I thought 2001. I was like, no, back yourself. 2003. Idiot.
No points.
That was John Mayer, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Question number two.
Is John Mayer again?
Yes.
Now, who is he?
I've not heard this song for ages.
Welcome
to
my world.
It's Calling All Angels. I can't quite remember who it is.
Me either.
Yes, but I know when that was, though.
Okay. Sure you do.
Yep. Got it.
Oh, no, angels. Okay. 3, 2, 1. 2005.
7.
157. Here we go.
The year was 2003.
Oh, yes. That's a meme.
Finally, someone got a point. Thank God. All right. Can you Google Calling All Angels? Who sung that?
Oh, okay. Please? I thought you were going to say, no, that's not the year.
Oh, no, I don't care about the year.
Calling All Angels is Jane Silbury and KD Lang. Well, that's not right. It's Train.
Train, there we go.
Could have gone with their number one song, but they've gone with the number 7 one there.
Hey, Soul Sister. All right, here we go. Question number 3. This is for the win for Log or... This is one of John Mayer's exes.
Oh.
Yeah, there is a link there.
Who is? You two are no fun this morning. You're not giving me any clues.
I'm asleep, sorry.
It's Barbara Streisand.
Okay. All right, I'll go 71 then.
It's Robert Plant.
All right. Okay. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
2014.
4, 8, 14. Wow, we are usually more on the same page.
Yeah, we are.
The year was 2012.
Oh, damn, I was close but over.
Oh, so I get a point. Hey, 2008.
All right. Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker for
we
you
We wish
two.
It would end, but we've still got the tiebreaker.
Everybody at home just stoked. I bet you're stoked that we're going to go for a tiebreaker. Here we go. Question number 4.
sure I was crying in Townsville.
This is George Michael.
Ah, I thought this was my TV theme.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, what do you mean?
Yeah, I'm on the money with that one.
Why are you even playing, mate?
Yeah,
you're not
good
in this.
Point. Do you want me to stay out of this
one? I would love it if you would stay out.
Okay, I'll leave it to you too. Righto, answers in. Oh, three, okay. Two, one.
Yeah. 2015.
Oh.
The year was 2015.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, well Tom Lloyd.
Yes.
Well done, Tommy.
Ooh, jagged it.
He's got a big lead too at the moment.
What's he on?
He's on four. You're on one. I'm on one. For guess the year this year.
Let's just call it. Score. Let's just call it for the year. Say I've won.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Last night on maths. Did you watch it, Cameron Ling?
No,
at
I
all?
Did not. But I love when I get filled in by you because I just know something. Oh, something weird, wonderful, whatever's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. So Tom and I were chatting about this earlier today, that Ben and Ali are a couple, and Ben has himself a podcast, and he's a podcaster and he's a traveller, but he's really looking to settle down. Although Ali's like, hey, I really want kids. Where do you put that on the scale of things that are important to you? And he's like, you know, yeah, maybe. And then he was like, no, I don't know. And then he came back and he's like, you know what? I had a call from my sister and my nieces and nephews were in the background screaming and I thought, I want kids. This is what I want. Hello? Please spare me your absolute lies and trash. Anyway, he then went missing and he's come back.
Good
and
trait.
She's like, what the hell's going on? You know, this is pretty much it for me. Like, you know. And he's like, no. Shh, 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 shh.
Oh, that's always good.
I have written you a song. Now, I'm definitely not here for any career, but I'm here to sing you a song.
A song of love?
A song of love. And here's a little bit of it.
Okay.
I've been unaware of my f***ed up behaviors until you pointed them out on the couch and I say thanks.
Okay.
Oh. He's not a balladeer, is he? It's not like he writes songs all the time.
He's not really a podcaster, so, you know, he's not a lot of things.
He's
Ben.
Not a singing tuner either.
Yeah, so that was originally titled Stay or Leave, but then he changed it to Thank You, Ali.
A singing tuner.
A sing-in tuner.
Oh,
as in
I got
tune.
What you meant.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't.
I wasn't using correct English intentionally then.
Oh, right.
Anyway.
Okay.
I feel like, and this might be a big claim, this might be huge, but I feel like anyone singing anyone a song one-on-one for love purposes is cringe every single time.
Even if, what if like someone who's got real talent,
no,
genuine talent does it?
I don't want, like, you know sometimes on The Bachelor where they used to be like, oh my God, here's a guy with a guitar and some flamingo dancers and we're going to have them and it's just going to be for you two. How lovely. Enjoy that. No, I don't want to look at someone in the face while they're playing guitar to me. It's a massive no from me. If Dodsy came out and said, I've been practicing for a year and I want to sing you a song and I've played guitar or whatever, would you love it or would you honestly find it a little bit cringe?
I would patiently sit there and give her the respect that she deserves.
Because she's got enough runs on the board.
Yep. But deep down inside of me, what is this?
Now, we have to go to the big romantic guy here because Tom's heart bleeds and beats for romance.
Oh, yes, of
okay,
course.
You're an emo kid at heart. Always have been, always will be.
Yeah.
And I could see you whipping out a guitar for Carlia and being like, babe.
I wrote this for you.
I've written all my feelings down.
No, I don't have talent. And I could write a poem, but I don't think that's the right vibe either.
But I feel like you would love it. And you'd be like, every time I was pumping at the gym, I was thinking of you and your beautiful hair. And I've written into a song. It's called Protein for You.
As I always say, write it on a piece of paper. And put it in the bin.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, I went to Blink last night and it reminded me again, tall people. You know, you seem to have such a great life. Like, everyone loves a tall guy or gal, you know, you can reach things top shelf. You don't have to get chairs out to change light bulbs, all those kind of wonderful things. But surely last night there was this tall guy sitting in front of us and he was kind of blocking a bit of the stage and I thought, he's just being himself. He can't help it.
Yeah.
Right? And
Mason Cox at the Taylor Swift concert.
Same deal, right? They're just tall. They can't help it. But it is annoying for the people behind them. That's a tall person problem, though.
When they're sitting down and they're almost taller than you seated while you're standing, then, you know, things are getting pretty hectic.
Yeah.
You're saying they might have, not everything's beer and Skittles with tall people.
Yeah, with tall people, you know. And so let's chat tall people problems just so people can be a bit empathetic towards them.
I love beer and Skittles. Yeah. All right. Patrick in Lovely Banks, speaking of Lovely Banks, are you a tall man yourself?
Yeah, I am. 6'4".
6'4", okay. And what sucks about it?
Anything below ankle height.
Okay.
Is the centre of gravity a bit too hard and once you go down there you can fall over?
Oh, it's horrible, absolutely horrible. Especially when you're shopping at a supermarket. Everything's down low and at the back. I usually have an equal opportunity with a small person. When they want something tall, I'll grab it for them.
Yeah.
Something small, I'll get them to grab it for me.
Yeah. I love that.
I love that. It's a great policy.
People working together. Lauren from Grovedale. Tall people problems. Have you got them?
I've got a couple. I've written a bit of a list down, but I'll keep it simple.
Mm. How tall are you first?
Oh, about 173, 74. So it's not, I'm not like super tall, but I'm definitely was taller than all the boys in school at like, you know, in primary school and approaching high school. So you're definitely that giraffe in the group of your friends. So that's where the crippling anxiety comes to when you go to concerts and you're a tall person now as an adult. If you're the generous kind that care about others around you, you can't really enjoy it because you're thinking constantly about what everybody else is thinking behind you. But not only that, kitchen benches, you know, simple things for the average height person that just works well. You're bending down lower, you're looking down more, and you're favouring one leg, so then your lower back's coming out, and after about 33 years of that, you start to have serious back and neck pain. So it's not all roses.
Yeah, right. You're not Lauren Jackson, the famous Australian basketballer, right?
No, I think I'd probably be looking up at her still, but I'm pretty tall. I'm not like this short. Yeah, all my friends are a bit shorter than me.
Yeah, right.
All the one. So that excludes heels for a night out as well because you do not want to add anything more to those legs.
Of course, course. Do you know what I love about Lauren? Bit of prep. Really appreciate a caller who's put in a bit of effort.
I love prep too.
Brilliant by Lauren. What about Jesse from Cario? Jesse, how tall are you?
6'4.5".
Okay. Okay.
What are the problems with it?
Clothing.
Getting the right sizes.
Trying to get the right size.
Is it torso length?
When you're over a certain height and everything. So, you know, you can't just buy a large. You've got to get an XL for the length or, you know, and then you get the bagginess and that out of it.
What about shoe
size?
And
then seating.
Oh, sorry, go.
So, like, if you're seating on an aeroplane or anything, kiss goodbye to that because your knees are going into the person in front of you.
Yeah. You're an exit row guy.
And if they recline a little bit and you really try and drive the knees in a little bit more.
Exactly. Or even cinemas. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, that does sound challenging.
But you get to knee people in the neck and that sounds fun.
It's Muay Thai. Muay Thai?
Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. I had a go at it. Olivia is in Banno. I'm having not a great day, okay? Let's be honest. Let's be gentle with me. Olivia in Banno, wrap this up for us, mate. Are you tall or do you know someone who's tall?
No, my husband.
Tell us about it. How tall is he?
He's 6'4 as well.
Okay.
And you don't love it?
Oh, no, I'm fine with it. But like the last caller said, clothing is a real big issue for taller people to try and get. It's more for the length of things, yeah.
Tell me, Olivia, before you met your now husband, were you sort of approaching the dating scene with a bit of a, oh, I only date tall guys approach? Was that your sort of vibe?
I do like a man that's taller than me.
Yes.
I'm going to have to ban you from the show. I'm really sorry.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.